If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the Lock, Roger Picorni. So here's, let's just address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Okay? I've been seeing the chat over here. Live early. Oh, they're live early. That's weird. Why are they live early? Did America's time change? What? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't ask much of you. But what I need you all to do is take your fat fucking sticky fingers right now, go to twitter.com/gameovergreggy and click the bell. So anytime I tweet, you fucking understand what's happening. Because it's frankly, it's embarrassing. People are showing up to this show for the first time and they're looking in the chat thinking we got a bunch of morons who ate batteries for breakfast, all right? I couldn't have made it any clearer 2 hours ago sitting next to my son. I took time away from my boy to tweet to you, to remind you, Games Daily is an hour early, so they can live react to the Xbox Partner Showcase, so they can follow it up with a live XCast starring Snowbike Mike in Paris, so we can then stream as Dusk Falls, the multiplayer experience.
Turn on the bell so you can see.
Just hit it. Just hit the bell and know. And right there, hold on. I saw one go. I saw that tweet says, Alex. Alex, where were you fucking telling the kids in the chat then, huh? I saw the chat. I didn't see much people saying anything about it, Alex. So really, you need to think about that.
You have the knowledge. You have to pass on
it. Roger, do you ever feel like the first fish that walked on land? Because you came out of this primordial ooze. You used to be in the community with these other fish with no legs. And then you said, you know what? I'm going to grow these chunkers right here. And I'm going to crawl out of the pond.
Yeah. Every day. When you tweeted that. About the next evolution last night. Andy. But it was, you know, it was. I don't know if you knew. It wasn't a private DM.
Oh, no. What?
No,
really?
Yeah, it was.
I saw that. I thought Andy told you about it or maybe put on a stream or something.
Yeah, no, it was, I felt it in my heart. I was like, wow, thank you for saying what I've been always feeling in my life.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, it's one of those things, I can only be in this form of evolution for so long.
Yeah.
I think we've all seen so many evolutions of Greg Miller, and I've gone from caterpillar to the pupusa to the cocoon, and we're getting close to final evolution.
Oh,
nobody
okay.
knows when I'm going to come
Mothra.
Out as. How are you doing, Roger?
I'm doing well. This is a nice 9 a.m. KFGD. People are coming in hot. This is good. I like this energy.
There is a lot of energy today. A lot of content happening.
Yeah. Like
Kung Fu Panda in review, yeah. WrestleMania ranked on top of all the stuff I already talked about. There's a lot of stuff happening. But hey, you're no slouch yourself. Look at you.
Yeah.
You did a Gamescast review yesterday, WWE 2K24. Available now everywhere. Not the game. Well, the game is, but I'm talking about the Gamescast podcast services, YouTube. And then, of course, now you're doing Games Daily with me.
Yeah, and then I did Games Daily on Monday, and then we did a stream, a four-hour stream,
yeah.
right?
Four-hour streams of play.
I've never done a four-hour stream and then went right into a review.
Oh, how'd you feel?
I was like,
you get tired when you got home?
I called Mike, and I was like, Mike, I don't know how you guys do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I knew it was hard, but like, fuck.
The answer is they half-ass it.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you ever watch them, you know what I mean? Mike's just snoring there half the time.
Yeah, I was bringing the real good opinions.
You were?
Mike, I don't know.
I agree.
Mike,
we don't know about, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
but what we do know is that Helldivers 2 is attacking me personally. Dragon's Dogma 2 seems really dope and more, and we'll talk about all of it because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms live, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about on Twitch, YouTube, and of course, podcast services around the globe. If you love what we do, please support us with that Kinda Funny membership either on Patreon or YouTube. Of course, you'd get each and every episode of Games Daily ad-free. You'd get the other shows ad-free. You'd get to watch the other podcasts live as we record them, like WrestleMania Rank this afternoon, and I believe Kung Fu Panda in review?
I believe so.
It's one of the, sometimes Kevin's got weird embargoes on the movies, but like Joey tweeted about it last night that she was there. So that should, or Instagrammed about it. So that should tell you they're probably doing it live. But maybe not because the movie's not out. I don't fucking know. But they're doing it from Kung Fu Panda.
I don't think it's live.
Then you know what? Forget about Kung Fu Panda. I'm not even on it, so why would you care? Watch WrestleMania Rank, the screencast special this afternoon. And of course, then you'd get my daily series of vlogs called Gregway. Yesterday's 23 minutes long. I think today's is 18 or 14 minutes. Whoa. I'm doing daily podcasts.
I love this. What's today's?
Leadership. Prompt. Wesley Bray wrote in wanting advice on being a leader. So I reference our Hot Ones interview, of course, yeah. The definitive Greg Miller interview, and then talk about a bunch of other stuff, right?
Oh.
Of how to really just milk your employees for everything they're worth.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to that one. Yeah. Add it to the list.
The class action suit you guys are working on. I appreciate it. We'll see if you can survive the evolution of me when that happens. Of course, if you have no bucks toss our way, no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, podcast services around the globe each and every weekday for your video game news. Some housekeeping for you. We are an hour early. Because, of course, the Xbox Partner Preview is at 10 a.m. Pacific. That is followed by the XCast Live. We will end this show, pretty much start your little, hey, get ready, we're going to do another one. And then there'll be a reaction to that, and everybody have a good time. Of course, like I said, XCast after that, so do that. I already told you, but again, Kind of Funny Games Cast is up, and it's our WWE 2K24 review. Me, Roger, Timmy, talking all about the latest wrestling game. Of course, as you know, I've been playing wrestling games since I came out of the womb. Roger had taken many, many a decade off, and now he's back to play one. What does he think of it? Find out. Today we're brought to you. Oh, I skipped the Patreon producer. Patreon producers are, of course, Carl Jacobs, Kiernan Hovasapien, and Delaney Twining. Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays and BetterHelp, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Six items on the Roper Report.
A bigger decision!
Number one, ladies and gentlemen, Helldivers 2 has a brand new patch out for PC and PS5. And it's coming for me.
Whoa.
It came for me, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was going to say I'm not the live service game guy. I kind of am the live service game guy. You know what I mean? But most of the time, I'm not worried about my builds. I'm just out there having fun, clowning with my friends. There's a bunch of fun stuff in here, all right? But let's just jump to primary, secondary, and support weapons, Kevin. Bullet point number one. No, you passed it. It's up there at the top. And stop right there. Stop. Primary, so secondary, and support weapons. Bullet point number one. Breaker. My Breaker shotgun. The best fucking gun in the game. Decreased magazine capacity from 16 to 13.
That's a huge shot.
That's three less shells. I don't like that one bit. To make it worse, increase the recoil from 30 to 55.
Wow. Why? I love that gun.
Many face Steph says the Breaker is still going to rip. We're not talking shit about the Breaker. We're just saying that Arrowhead over there fucking teased us for 9 years, released a great game, and then came out to ruin it.
Yeah.
Then came out to ruin it for me personally.
Did
you say, how could it get worse? Second bullet point. The railgun, decreased armor penetration in safe mode, decreased damage against durable enemy parts.
Oh, no. Yeah. The one thing we use it for.
Kevin, the whole reason I bring the railgun when you and I play is these goddamn chargers. Yeah. And I'm going to shoot them in the leg twice, and then we're going to hit them with a bullet once, and they die like the little bugs they are. You're telling me now it's going to take three shots?
Yeah.
What about when there's five chargers chasing us, Kevin? We've had that happen.
But, Greg, flamethrower increased damage per second by 50%.
That's huge. Know? You could be using the flamethrower.
You could cook these guys.
You could just adapt,
quicker.
Greg. Instead of being mad about
the past. I don't want to adapt. Because here's the thing. You know what I mean?
Tell me.
Here's the thing. I love Helldivers 2. I'm over 40 hours into Helldivers 2. But then what happened? I moved down to WWE. Yeah. Then what happened? There's a couple other games knocking at the door here that need to be touched for reviews and stuff like that. Like, I just need to come back to Helldivers when I want to come back to Helldivers and have it be, nothing needs to change. I don't want to learn a new meta. I don't want to learn a new meta, all right? Now, if you want to get to the fun stuff in this patch.
Okay, let me know.
There's two major updates they put up under major updates, right? That's at the very top, Kev. You got it. Planetary hazards are active. Many planets now have additional environmental challenges that will appear at random when you are deployed. From fire tornadoes, to meteor showers, and many more.
Awesome. This game was not hard enough. They were like, you know what? We gotta just completely nerf all the weapons that you like, and also now you got fire tornadoes. That's cool.
Everyone in the chat, I'd like you on Twitch to yell at Arturotron Robo Bartender, who says, am I crazy or is this show an hour early? Robo Bartender, you've just outed yourself as coming late to class. Everyone go na 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 na. Robo bartender. That's what I need. You two people, you're welcome to do it too.
Fortnite dance on him.
Exactly. Balancing.
Whoa.
Eradicate missions. Eradicate missions now require more kills and enemies spawn more often. The time to complete the mission was previously shorter than intended and should now usually take twice as long to complete.
This is great.
The rest this, of the, this awesome. Is one that doesn't affect me at all, but it's pissing off a lot of other people out there.
Sure.
Stratagems. Energy shield backpack. Increase the delay before recharging. So you're gonna you can use your shield, but it's gonna take longer to get up there. Kevin, they're out there making it hard for
Holy
us
shit.
As Helldivers. You understand this?
Why? It's so hard already.
I love this. I love this. Someone who
should we celebrate by just playing that for the next 7 hours?
You know, that's the really upsetting thing is that I put on the schedule today in between the XCast and in between As Dusk Falls multiplayer. I wanted Mike to have a break.
Yeah.
So I put 30 minutes in there, and when I saw it, I was like, 30 minutes isn't really enough Helldivers time. You know what I mean?
Especially since it takes double the amount of time.
Yeah, it's enough of us dropping once, but we won't be able to clear the map. We'll have to just run to the objectives and do all that stuff.
No,
you know
well,
I mean?
We don't have to do a hard mission. We can just
It'll also be that thing where we drop in Kev, and then guess what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to find me for some reason,
yeah.
And then something else will happen, and then Joey's going to come
no,
in.
No,
Greg, then Nick's gonna
it'll
go,
all work smoothly.
I just, we can't risk it. You know what I mean? We can't risk it.
You're going to do WWE instead?
Yeah. Just do my faction. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is cool. I mean, I'm not somebody who is playing Helldivers, but it is just very funny from the outside of just seeing all this and just being like, yeah, of course, they're making everything harder. Nothing is easier. They just got to tweak it and just be like, no, it actually was easier than we thought it was going to be, which is very, very funny to me.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited for many a thing.
Yes.
Of course, yesterday this show did cover the fact that mechs are coming to Helldivers.
Yep.
Of course, this had been leaked, expanded upon, whatever, but then finally we had the confirmation from Helldivers, from Arrowhead, being like, no, they're coming, it's exciting, it'll be out rolling out soon or whatever. That's awesome. Again, I'm not really upset at this patch.
Yeah.
I do want to get in there and play more Helldivers, and I do love the changes in this and the environment stuff. I appreciate, though, that, like, here, they call it a small update, right? They're keeping this game going. They're continuing to jump on the success they have, right? We talked about this yesterday, or I don't know if it actually made the show yesterday, but I saw Paul Tassi talking about, like, they're actually having, or maybe it was Matt Piscatella from formerly NPD, Cicada Group or whatever, talking about like the inverse curve they have, where it's like it dipped for a second, but then it went back up. And like, yeah. Helldivers is still a big deal, which is awesome. And so I think key to continuing to be a big deal is giving updates and giving people like me and Kevin a reason to jump back in. And I actually shouldn't speak for Kevin. I think him and Joey have been playing more, but giving us a reason to jump in and find the fire tornadoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Joey hasn't been playing with you. She's been playing without you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Andrea came and she was like, hey, we have one extra person. You're out of the squad.
Wow.
It really hurt.
It's fair, honestly. It's fair. Greg, for you, you brought it up earlier as a joke, but like also probably seriously, right? Of like the sense that you're going to be out of this game for a minute, right? And then maybe popping in
there. Touching it.
Do you think that like maybe you hop out for a month or two, right? Come back, and then the guns are different, the meta's different. Is that going to deter you from finding that new meta?
No, I think it would reinvigorate in a way, right? Right now, I have my loadout. I have the strategy. I know what I want to go do, right? But I really feel that if you were to change that stuff and get back in there, I think I'd be motivated to get in with SD Infected. Joey's, I think, still playing nightly with her group.
Yeah.
No longer Kevin, sorry. Andrea is a homewrecker. But like getting with those people and find out what the new thing is. And especially when these mechs drop, like I'm excited. It's one of those where like, you know, I found for the stratagems, right? When I hit, what was it? Chad, keep me honest. Level 20, right? That was the last level I needed to unlock all the things. Like you need resources, obviously. But that's where I was like, okay, cool. We can do this. When that happened, I did kind of lose the carrot of the stick of like, cool, I have my build right now. So even though I want that other stuff, I'm not jonesing for it. If they come in and they drop the mechs and like, guess what? They're level 30, they're level 25 or whatever. I might be level 25. Well, they're level 30, whatever it is. Oh, I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's go get those. You know what I mean? I like that idea. So if they're going to pepper in little things like that, and then hopefully, you know, the new fights, the new races, the new war fronts to go after or whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Going to be a good time out there. We'll see how they support it though.
I'm really impressed by what they're doing here, especially with the smaller updates. And, you know, when a game is usually like we see Palworld, right? A game that is just completely on fire, killing it. They're not having the ability to continuously update that game because they're worried about servers. They're worried about just maintaining, right? So for them to worry about maintaining, but then also have these minor updates and also DLC drops and like have this roadmap, really impressive stuff.
100%. Roger Picorni.
Thank you.
Are you planning on playing a lot more? What's your deal?
I mean, honestly, I had the conversation with Kevin. I want to, but One, I don't have PS Plus, right? So I'm not hopping in there. I just don't have like crazy. That need for okay. PS Plus, right?
Yeah.
You know, Xbox. You know what I mean? What's up?
But, yeah, like, what up?
I also have it on PC, and I like playing it here on stream or whatever. But I when I get home, I don't want to be on my PC. You know what
Wait,
I mean? I'm not like
there's crossplay, so you can play it on PC with a controller.
No, I know, but I'm saying when I get home, I don't want to be like I work on a computer all day, right? So I don't want when I go home, I don't want to be at my like workstation essentially.
Sure.
So like to me, I like playing games is the living room. So that's why I just don't have that disconnect.
Have
and
you
I just
tried
don't play many
to wirelessly
games.
Throw to your living room?
I have. I played Elden Ring like that. It didn't work well. Didn't work well. That sucks.
Didn't work well.
Wait, did daylight savings happen? Everybody, OMGLX, another one.
Oh
God. Late to class.
Sad to see a big name like that, you know? Just late to class and announce it to everyone.
Fuck, Craig. It's gonna happen again.
We're gonna open up yesterday's document, okay?
Okay.
We're just gonna open up. It's slow. Internet's slow out here sometimes. We're opening this up. We're opening up Kinda Funny Games Daily.
Yes.
March 5th, 2024. I am triple clicking, 15 clicking. There it finally opens. All right, so, Kevin,
huh?
Leave it on this shot and go get me Blessing and bring him here.
Oh, okay. Oh no.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. On air.
We don't do employee reviews often.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Last one for me was
someone
Jack Wade.
Swings and fucking misses like this.
Okay. Wow. We'll wait.
He's coming. I don't, you know.
I think this is supposed to be a shorter show. We're just waiting.
Maybe we're padding. Maybe there's not that much news. Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? You really got a lot to say? True, or you really got to say true. Something?
Oh, shit.
What's up?
Come here. Come right here. We're coming right here. What do you see in housekeeping yesterday? What do you see in housekeeping yesterday?
That I'm going to be at PAX East. I'll be hosting Game Showdown on March 22nd at 1 p.m., which a lot of people should come to, in the Albatross Theater with Jared Petty, Jeff Grubb, and we're going to have more guests too. And then also I'm going to be doing a Cyberpunk 2077 panel with the game directors in the main theater on March 23rd, 3:30 p.m. Yeah. Eastern Daylight Time. Because daylight savings is this weekend.
I'm very proud of you. I'm excited for you to do this, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm super excited for it.
What I need you right now to do, though, is look into the barrel of that camera.
Which one?
And you apologize. All right? You apologize to everybody who didn't know Games Daily was an hour early today. All right?
All right. First of all.
Apologize to the camera!
We have a Slack channel called Housekeeping. If there's anything you want in housekeeping, put it in there. Otherwise, I'm going to talk about Game Showdown happening Friday, PAX.
Get the fuck out of Cut his mic! Right, cut his mic!
Special Shut guests, up. Jeff Grubb, Jared Petty, and more. Come through.
Yeah, let's fucking
kill that shit, bro.
It's also gonna be on Twitch.
I love
it. It's also gonna be on Twitch, everybody. Watch
it. I love
it.
That.
Go out there and support it. It's gonna be fun. I'm really excited for Bless to be back or be at PAX. That's kind of funny.
Was it in the housekeeping?
No.
No one put it in housekeeping. Huh. Kevin, there's a lot of moving parts to Kinda Funny.
So I just don't understand why you called Bless over.
Yeah, you know.
To call him out on something.
Well, what he did is he dropped the Uno reverse card on me.
Yeah.
See, I was saying, why didn't you put it in housekeeping? And then he Uno reversed it. Why didn't you put it in housekeeping? I'm like, you got me there.
He got you.
He got me.
Damn.
Greg got. You know what I mean? It happens once in a while. Now, is it my job to do that? I don't know. I did move the show, probably. Yeah, I did. My favorite part about that, too, is like I moved it on Monday. We had a quick conversation, me, Tim, and Mike there about how we were going to handle this. Moved it on Monday, but Bless is on this show.
Yeah.
And then like Monday night, Blessing looked at the calendar. We hadn't seen each other all day. Me and him haven't been in the same room all like.
That was the first time.
Yeah, I know, right? And he was just like, he's like, yo, I can't do that. I'm not going to be. I'm like, I don't know, do this, do that. And it was done. But like,
and that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, everybody.
A lot. Well, actually, you're here, right? Because we tried to put Mike on it, and then Mike was like, no, put Roger on it or something.
No, that was on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why.
You're killing it. I'll tell you what. People are stoked about you.
Oh,
your Greg way was the same way, too. They were like, I'm a simple man. If I see Roger, I click.
Oh, I appreciate
that. I'm proud of you out there. Number two on the Roper Report, ladies and gentlemen. Dragon's Dogma 2 preview roundup. Of course, Blessing Adeoye Jr. right there. Saw Dragon's Dogma 2 quite some time ago, and he liked what he saw. He was surprised by what he saw. He talked about it at length on Gamescast. They had another preview event recently. We could not attend because we are so busy with a million things going on, but many of our colleagues did. Kevin, go ahead and run the trailer while I run you through some highlights about Dragon's Dogma 2, ladies and gentlemen. We'll start at GameInformer.com, where Wesley LeBlanc writes, I played Dragon's Dogma on my PS3 when it originally launched in 2012 because I thought the cover looked interesting. I had a newfound appreciation for the fantasy RPG genre thanks to the prior year's release of The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, and the title was cool. It was that simple. Playing the game, however, was not. Dragon's Dogma is still probably the most challenging modern fantasy RPG this side of From Software. Perhaps unsurprisingly, after 3 hours of hands-on time, Dragon's Dogma 2 feels just like the first game. And that's great, even if it means players new to the series will likely go through the struggles I did in Dragon's Dogma more than a decade ago. We go to IGN.com, where Destin LeGarry, former Cookie Baker, writes, I wasn't sure what to expect from Dragon's Dogma 2. I have a Dark Arisen in my Steam. I have Dark Arisen in my Steam library and a paltry 70 minutes of game time that is likely going to increase in the coming weeks. But while I may be inexperienced compared to those already aware of Dogma's greatness, I can safely say that my preview session broke my hype meter. I cannot wait to play more. After being dropped into a random save that started me in the middle of a town with a mystic spearhead vocation, I wasn't really sure of where to go. But that was the beauty of this demo. Dragon's Dogma 2 organically gave me plenty of options for what to do next, and there's no wrong answer. I was almost immediately greeted by a traveler asking me to find their jadeite orb, because if it wasn't found, this master could have killed him. Morris, a shopkeeper, told me that his grandson, Raj, had gone missing, and a villager informed me that he was dragged off by wolves. When I started talking to people in town, I met folks who told me about a town north of Venworth that was overrun by fell beasts. All of these options were there to pursue in addition to the main storyline. Our good friend Kurt over at GameSpot writes, in the 3 hours I played, I felt like I had seen a lot, fought a lot, and explored a lot. But I was also left feeling as though I had barely scratched the surface of what Dragon's Dogma 2 has to offer. I never did find the boy who was dragged off by wolves. Instead, I was hurled into a dozen other stories, some the game provided to me, while others I formed from my own exploring. And that's the biggest impression the preview left me with. The danger, the freedom, and the wonderful happenstance of exploring a world that is densely inhabited by thieves, zombies, wolves, saurians, banshees, orcs, trolls, cyclops, and griffins, parentheses, just to name a few that I saw in my short time, trying to kill me at any moment. It's a lot, especially in consider I hadn't even touched its main story. It feels like a big world teeming with possibilities, and I'm excited to see how it all comes together. And then finally, we'll go to Tom Reagan over at Kotaku. Still, I'm keen to explore more of Dragon's Dogma 2's world. Boasting a map 4 times the size of its predecessor, there seems to be a wealth of weird and wonderful secrets hidden across its truly unique landscape. Based on my 3 monster slaying hours, Dragon's Dogma 2 is an inherently oddball twist on the RPG and probably isn't for everyone. Yet thanks to a more accessible onboarding process and intuitive combat, without a Baldur's Gate 3 or Tears of the Kingdom in its way, there's every chance that Capcom's fantasy outing could be the breakout RPG of 2024.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. I had no hype for this.
Really?
No hype. I mean, Dragon's Dogma was such like a blind spot in my video history. Yeah. Did you play the original one at all?
No. Yeah. And that's the thing where I had no hype on this either. It was when Bless came back from that initial play session and was like, hey, it plays like, it's very interesting. It feels like a PS3 game in design, but I liked what I played. And the more he talked about it, I was like, action RPG, yeah. This kind of sounds like, the combat sounds dope. Okay. Reading all of this, I'm like, fuck, this sounds like a Greg game of wandering around and doing all this different shit.
Yeah, I think I might try it out. I think, first things first, I'm a hater because I counterpicked it on my fantasy draft. Aaron,
you're fucked.
I'm fucked. I know I'm fucked.
Was a bad
I read all this and I'm like, ah, shit. Because here's the thing. I counterpicked it because, one, it was at the ending of the counterpick stage. So there's not really much I could do. And also, two, Bless said PS3 game. I was like, what if it's not as great? Whatever. But I might try this out. The hardcore element of it, you know, I'm a baby-ass gamer sometimes.
Baby-ass gamer.
I'm a baby-ass gamer. So, like, I don't know if that's going to necessarily appeal to me for the long term, but I'm down to try it out. To the 30 FPS of it all, I know that there was some in the previews I was reading in that they said that it confirmed that the game is 30 FPS unlocked. It shoots for a 30 FPS, but it's unlocked frame rate. There's no performance modes or anything like that. That to me is rough for what I'm assuming is going to be a 60 plus hour RPG in 2024. I don't know, especially uncapped, like you're going to see those dips. You're going to feel that. I hope that before launch, there is going to be some type of, hey, we have a locked 30 FPS. At least that would solve some of those issues. But other than that, I'm interested in this, seeing the gameplay right here. It looks cool. Reading all of this seems interesting. But yeah, I really want a performance mode. I think in a game like this, you kind of need a 60 FPS performance mode of some kind.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see people respond to the uncapped and all that stuff and what it'll actually mean. You know, me being dumb. I'm like, I don't, I mean, I know I want 60. You know what I mean? Like, I know I like 60 now. I want that or whatever. Yeah. But I think it speaks back to what Blessing was talking about of his preview of it feeling like a PS3 game, looking like a PS3 game, both in good and bad senses. Yeah. And I am interested, like, right, to come out of these previews and have them all be so glowing.
Yeah.
What will the reaction from, and granted, I know these are critics, but what will the critical reception be? What will the audience perception be? Dragon's Dogma 1, was a cult classic, right? Yeah. It wasn't a game that caught fire everywhere, but it was a game people who dug and loved.
Yeah.
And so is this going to be that interesting thing? I forget. You should go read all these reports, but after you read all of them like I did, it kind of blends together. One, I think it was Game Informers, so that would be Wesley. Was talking about interviewing the creator and talking to them and like how at the very he bookends it like talking about the first game and coming out being around The Witcher or whatever and then coming to the second one, the last one here, and being like, I asked him if him and his team like took any like inspiration or, and he was like, this answer was simple, no. Like they didn't look into that at all. And it's like, so it's one of that. Those games that I feel like isn't a game out of time, but it's going to have a specific vision. Yeah. And that's what it is. And the way RPG stuff has happened around it won't be where we're going.
Honestly, that's more interesting to me of like having a open world, very, very focused, vision that is different from everyone around them.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that makes, you know, it makes From Software. It makes games like that, that are like, hey, we're doing something our own way. So it's cool that they had this ability to make Dragon's Dogma 2, what, 12 years after the, something like that. And continue that vision. No one at Capcom was like, hey, you got to make Witcher 3 now. That's awesome. That's really cool. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. That's my thing. Like, having not blessing me excited, that or interested, made me interested. These things make me interested, but then I do worry about, is it going to be too hardcore, too soulsy, too unapproachable? It's my same thing I worry about. Worry isn't the right word. It's my same trepidation about Rise of the Ronin, where I look at that and I'm like, that looks fucking awesome, but is it going to be fucking like not souls hard, but like hard, like that's the whole point of it. Like, we want you to fail a lot. And I'm like, no, I don't want to fail a lot.
Yeah.
I want to play this game and enjoy myself and move on.
Exactly. Yeah. I was talking to somebody about Tales of the Ronin, and like, that's a game that they're like, are you going to play that eventually? And I'm like, you know, I've already dropped off of Ghost of Tsushima. I've already dropped off of Sekiro. I can't get another samurai game that I drop off of eventually.
God, yeah. You couldn't get into Ghost, huh?
I liked it, but it was just one of those things. Something else came out. It was when I started working at the company, I started playing it, and then I was like, oh, I have all these other games I should play. I probably play Final Fantasy, and I just dropped off of it. So sure. I'll come back to it eventually, maybe for something else, maybe for when it releases on a certain platform one day.
Don't be like that. Don't be one of those people. That's later on in Wii News. We'll get to it later and tell you what that's all about. But for now, instead, I'll tell you what the Kinda Funny membership is all about. Of course, if you love what we do at Kinda Funny, hey, why not support us financially? If you didn't know, we're an independent business. 11 people in San Francisco. Support us. Help us out. With the Kinda Funny membership, you can pick it up on Patreon or YouTube. And of course, it would get you Kinda Funny Games Daily each and every day. Ad-free. It would get you all the shows ad-free. It would get you the ability to watch the other shows live as we record them. And of course, it would get you my daily video series, Gregway, each and every day. But you're not using your Kinda Funny membership benefits right now, so here's a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays, an independent sunglasses brand that has over 300,000 five-star reviews. They're on a mission to match affordability with durability, making top quality shades accessible to everyone. They have tons of styles and colors to pick from, so finding the perfect polarized shades is a breeze. Their tangle-free collection is perfect for all hair types and is their hottest selling style. These shades have specifically designed nose pieces with long hair in mind for ultra comfort, so you'll never have a snag in your hair. Here at Kinda Funny, we all love wearing our Shady Rays. Whether it's Tim looking dope in his Pokemon Go walks, Snowbike Mike rocking the snow goggles, or me just looking fantastic in my tangle-free shades. If your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one. And if you don't love your shades, exchange or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. Exclusively for y'all, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use the code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Again, ShadyRays.com and use code KF20 for $20 off each pair of polarized sunglasses.
This episode's brought to you by BetterHelp. Whether it's friends, partners, or coworkers, I am blessed to have many amazing relationships in my life. But a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all of your relationships, whether it's with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone else. Some of my best friends use BetterHelp and love how helpful it can be for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/kindoffunny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/kindoffunny.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We come to you with breaking news that posted live as we went live, so it was confusing to see chat and get into it, but let's get into it. Variety.com reports Rooster Teeth is shutting down after 21 years. Rooster Teeth is biting the dust after more than two decades. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery, after unsuccessful attempts to sell the unprofitable fandom, gaming, and comedy entertainment division, is shutting down Rooster Teeth's operation. RT General Manager Jordan Levin announced the shutdown of Austin-based Rooster Teeth at an all-hands meeting Wednesday and in a memo distributed to staff. The closure of Rooster Teeth will result in layoffs of its approximately 150 full-time employees and will throw dozens of contractors and content creators out of work as well. Quote, "It's with a heavy heart I announce that Rooster Teeth is shutting down due to challenges facing digital media resulting from fundamental shifts in consumer behavior and monetization across platforms, advertising, and patronage," Levin wrote in the memo obtained by Variety. "Our legacy is not just a collection of content, but a history of pixels burned into our screens, minds, and hearts," end quote. Warner Brothers Discovery is currently in talks to sell the rights to certain Rooster Teeth catalog content and intellectual property, such as the popular anime-style series Ruby, pioneering sci-fi spoof Red vs. Blue, and Michael B. Jordan's animated mecha series Genlock, WBD, and I hate that, Warner Brothers Discovery, is seeking to sell the Roost Podcast Network, with shows spanning gaming, true crime, fandom, comedy, and food, which for the time being will continue to operate. Quote, "Warner Brothers Discovery thanks Rooster Teeth's groundbreaking creators and partners and the strong management team for their many years of success," the media company said in a statement. "Your passionate and loyal fans are testament to your achievements," end quote. Rooster Teeth celebrated its 20th birthday last year with the launch of new logos and a new tagline, quote, "just playing." The company had cultivated an ardent fan base and became an internet video destination years before the advent of YouTube. In its first viral, its first viral video came out in 2003, dubbed Red vs. Blue, an animated comedy series that popularized machinima. The company's name was derived from the dialogue in the original trailer for Red vs. Blue, in which the voiceover narrator is dissed by the subtitler as a cockbite. Shout out to Variety for like, you know what? We'll get in the fucking weeds of why this is happening, right? It goes on. There's a lot more here. I'm just giving a quick thing here. You know what I mean? In 2014, it was bought by Fullscreen, which in turn was bought by Otter Media before Rooster Teeth became part of Warner Media under AT&T's ownership. Jesus. In 2022, Discovery closed the acquisition Warner Media to form Warner Brothers Discovery. At one point, Rooster Teeth staff had ballooned to a headcount of more than 400. It continually winnowed its ranks. I mean, that means winnowed. I understand what the word means here in context.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, I never heard of that either.
Winnowed.
Whittled is what I think you'd say.
Winnowed?
I don't have time to look it up. I'm talking to the chat. In ranks over the years in attempts to turn the enterprise profitable, but to no avail. Rooster Teeth has operated at a loss for the past decade. In addition to its core content biz, Rooster Teeth sold merchandise and had run RTX and blah, 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 blah. There's all this other stuff. Again, they're going on. This is a fucking... And then here's the entire letter or whatever. So obviously, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news to us, not just you. And of course, hitting close to home. We talk about layoffs and we talk about closures all the time here for video games, developers, our friends and peers in the press side of it, right? Obviously, this is one that is insane in terms of the people we know, the friends we know. And then, of course, as full disclosure, the business we know. If you're unaware, Rooster Teeth does not own Kinda Funny, but we are part of the Roost Podcast Network that is referenced here that they are trying to sell. This is such a giant article. I had it highlighted originally, but I've lost my place in it. Because it's not... So that is continuing. Why can't I find it? Thank you. Why is it so slow sometimes in Google Chrome?
I know.
WBD is seeking to sell the Roost Podcast Network, which shows spanning gaming, true crime, fandom, comedy, food... for the time being, it'll continue to operate. Again, if you're unaware of that and how that works, what that means is like when you see us doing the endemic advertisements, right? They're usually selling them with us. It's what you call a MCN, a multi-channel network. Again, what it means is that they do not own Kinda Funny. They just sell advertisements for us. So if that was to go away, we would find somebody else to sell ads for us or continue to sell ads on our own, which we're also doing on our own right now. So again, a million things happening, chaos over there. Over here, L. Dot says, tell us Kinda Funny will be okay. Again, we are not owned by Rooster Teeth. They sell our advertisements. So if they would have said today, hey, that's all dead and that's all done, we would have a scramble to figure it out. Obviously, we are looking into figuring a million things out right now. Kinda Funny is fine for this right now. And again, to alleviate those fears, which are honest, but again, we are at the precipice of something I don't know what's on the other side of it. So I don't want to speak out of turn. When we started Kinda Funny, the idea we always talked about was, since we knew we would never have the infrastructure, or not for many years, the infrastructure to have our own subscription service, our own ad team, our own, you name it, was the idea that whenever we partnered with a third party on something, it was the idea of, I say it, it sounds weird, but a stool with many legs.
Sure.
So that if you swiped out one leg or one leg broke, the stool wouldn't topple over and the whole business would fall. We are not dependent solely on Rooster Teeth. Obviously, this is a weird one, but Patreon's a huge one for us. It would mean a lot if you went over and tossed us a few bucks there for the Kinda Funny membership or one of the other tiers, even just for a month, or wait and figure out what happens and how this all nets out. But even that said, I do believe that if tomorrow they were like, you know what, after all, we couldn't sell the Roost Network and that's shutting down, we have enough friends who also do networks. We have enough advertising experience on our own that we would cobble it together, but it would change a bunch of different things. And that's the biggest thing. Obviously, change is hard and change is tough. And I think when we talked about how packed today is, this is a great example of what a wrench change can be. Because, of course, I have already started canceling things in the afternoon to make sure I'm available to deal with anything we have to here, blah, blah, blah. But again, I feel like even in this moment, that is a selfish thing to have, but you are watching Kinda Funny content. We want to tell you that. And I want to tell our team who's watching this happen live, and we obviously have to get together and talk about all that, that this does not destroy us in any way, shape, or form. We'll figure it out and we'll get around it. Again, it's more the fact of, I'd rather expand it out to the general of, oh man, that sucks to see another media company fall, but then also the fact you start thinking of Michael, of Barb, of Alfredo, and like the fact of, like, again, we are learning about this live as you are. I don't know what that means for them. Funhouse? Fuck. No, I'm kidding. I mean, it's, we don't know what it means for them. We don't know. Yes. I have not seen statements from anybody other than this right here. So a bit of just holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit, Raj. We can get to that now. We can talk about the news.
Holy fucking shit, dude. My heart breaks in so many ways, right? Like, even though I was not, like, the hardcore, like, red versus blue person, that was not, like, my early YouTube career, but, like, man, Funhouse, we have so many friends there. Like, my heart breaks just for the institution of Rooster Teeth, right? Like, what it means for gaming media, what it means for internet culture cannot be understated. And when I saw this, like, breaking, like, my brain, it was so hard to focus on the show because my brain and my heart was breaking in so many places.
The Helldivers, I think there's a few times where we're talking, you can see my wheels clicking as watching all this and having to answer a Tim Slack and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, it is. My heart's racing. I just can't believe, not that I can't believe this is happening, because of course, Warner Brothers Discovery, fucking, you saw it on the wall. You saw what they were doing to that company. You saw for so many years how they were trying to strip it for parts, and it just is heartbreaking to see it happen so fast and just boom, it's gone.
And I think there's going to be, I think, a lot of conversations about everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like we're dealing with the punch in the face right now. And I'm sure there will be a kind of funny podcast that's just this. Because, of course, you know, Tim is the biggest Rooster Teeth fan. Like, right? So much of who he is from being in that community and watching that Bernie and Gus and... all of them, right? Jeff, go through this and do this. Like, I feel for him in the way that I feel for all of you, and maybe not you, kind of funny best friend, but all the Rooster Teeth fans I know that are here and have the crossover and all this different stuff. And then to get back to where I was originally driving with your point, it is the insanity to think about this. And you want to talk about, like, how crazy our industry is in general, and to see, like, you know, for me, Rooster Teeth is, I did not know about, you know, the joke is always, I went to VidCon and Ashley, who used to work at IGN, introduced me to her boyfriend who was Bernie. And he's like, oh, you should come on our show sometime. We're doing this thing called The Gauntlet. I was like, all right, cool. And I walked away and I told Tim all that, and he flipped the fuck out. Like, that's Bernie Burns. That's fucking your Gauntlet season 2. That's huge. And The Gauntlet is where I learned about Rooster Teeth. And it was that thing of like, you know better than me, probably, chat. Please don't even, you're wrong. We just put it in there when you, what year The Gauntlet season 2 was. Because we were doing Kind of Funny. It was, or I'm sorry, we were doing Game Over Greggy. It was post-cancer, so it's either late 2012 or 2013, maybe. I don't remember where it was. But it was like, I went to Austin. And it was like, literally, like, here is this team that had made it.
Yeah.
There was these founders. They had started in a spare room or whatever, September 2013. Thank you, Waffle on the Run. And we were there literally as like they were about to explode. Like, we were there like, I'm not putting real time on it, but we were 10 seconds before they like took off, where it was like, oh my God, your guys took over this theater and we're doing this show. And like, yeah, it's awesome. We have all this stuff and we're growing and we're doing this. And like, we have to move out of our office. We went to the office that was like their first main office. I'm not the Rooster Teeth fan. Yeah. So it's like, but it was the one where it was like, you know, where Gavin had punched through the desk or Michael had punched through the desk. And like, it's where I met Monty the first time, the creator of Ruby. And he was the animation team. And he was like, here's the cot I sleep on. Oh. And I'm like, dude, he's like, yeah, he's like, I got to do this. And I got to, you know, I'm so into it. And yada, yada. It was like, we met all of them, and like, it was like Barb hadn't worked there that long at that point. It was like, it was this insane time capsule of going there. And then the next time I came back, I think was RTX, and it was right as they had moved into the first airplane hangar, the first, because they eventually had more airplane. And you talk about like just gasoline poured on a fire for them of like, they took this small band of idiots, became this giant band of idiots, then like become this, like, they made them, they every headline they had, right, for Laser Team and the success they had. And I remember being at VidCon and being in the gigantic sold out room, packed room. It was a, you know, it's a, whatever, capacity room to hear Bernie talk about how they did this on Indiegogo and what they did about it. And then it was like success after success, but then the acquisitions, and then it is this thing. And then it was, they laid off the anime, and like, you see like it go up and then start doing this. And it's that thing of like, you know, again, people way smarter than me with way more skin in the game than me will break this down and talk about this and yada, yada. But it was that thing for so long, watching them on the outside and being like, fucking, this is incredible, right? And again, like, you know, they're celebrating, it said 20 years, right? Was what it was?
21
years, right? So again, then you imagine I run into them, right? And it's the start of us. So it's like, they're just around 10 years. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's this ridiculous thing of like looking at them and when we're doing the gauntlet and being like, man, it'd be awesome if what we do could become something like that one day. And then you jump ahead even before this, before the shutdown, and being like, man, there are a lot of lessons learned for us to learn to never become like this.
Yeah.
And that's not me talking shit about them. And I understand business and yada, yada, yada. But
It's the infinite growth thing, right? Of like, you start, you see the explosion. It's like, this is going to last forever. Let's keep on going for this. Yeah. Because inevitably, it's going to keep on going. And then it doesn't.
And this is what we've talked about day in and day out, right? About, hey, we're talking about all this different stuff in terms of infinite growth and stockholders and yada, yada, yada in video game industry. Again, this is the... We are at ground zero. It has just gone off this nuclear explosion here, so there will be much more about this. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a big conversation tomorrow on Games Daily, if not a podcast or whatever. We have a lot to figure out how we want to talk about it more, because obviously Tim's going to want to talk, and I want to make sure we facilitate that.
Absolutely.
More than anything, though, you know, all of our love to everybody affected by this. Both, absolutely, of course, our friends at Rooster Teeth, the people I don't know at Rooster Teeth, and more importantly, the Rooster Teeth fan base who are just getting rocked by this right now. So
absolutely.
We will get back to that. Again, we will jump back into your normal news right now. Maybe do it a little bit faster clip than originally expected. Number three, I put Balatro is a success. Oh, here we go. Winnowed. A blow of current of air. In order to remove the chat.
Yeah, when we didn't know the word, someone in chat said, you guys need to read more books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
It's not wrong, but also like, fuck you.
I read a lot of comics. Superman's never saying anything about winnowed.
Yeah, winnowed.
Winnowed. Come on. Why did I say whittled? Doesn't matter. Balatro is a success. Playstack Games tweeted, incredible news. Balatro hit the 500,000 copies mark in just 10 days across all platforms. Thank you for your amazing support. We are beyond grateful. Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
A game everybody says you should go play. I still have not started it.
Oh, you got to do it. You got to do it.
I look at it.
Play on the portal.
I mean, well, yeah, but you know, I've been doing my other reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
And I look at it, I'm such not a card guy. And I know that you're like, oh, but it's not actually poker. But I'm like, I don't
Yeah, and also like the other way that I would describe it, which is like a deck building roguelite. That's not going to help you either, right?
Much, so you know what I mean?
You just got to play. Just put your hands on the sticks. 10 minutes, you'll be fine.
I got to take a day off and just play a bunch of games.
Just take a day off, Balatro day.
Playing just a Balatro, whatever. You know what I mean? Good for them, though. And again, the haves and have-nots of the video game industry right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every giant AAA company laying off thousands of employees and saying, though, even though we put out the most successful single-player game of last year, we're going to double down on live services. Yep. Like, and then an indie game, an indie team, a great idea, an original idea. We can fucking kill it, and people will go for that. So, yes, continue to support fucking innovation, ladies and gentlemen. Number four on the Roper Report. This one we can definitely motor through. Alan Wake 2 is lowering its PC specs. This is Tom Warren at The Verge. More than his headline was great for a noob like me.
Yeah.
That was like in a surprising move, like in an unheard of move or something. Remedy is lowering the official minimum system requirements for Alan Wake 2 on the PC. The sequel launched in October without full support of NVIDIA's GTX 10 series of GPUs because Remedy opted for mesh shading that's part of DirectX 12 Ultimate and not supported by GPUs like NVIDIA's GeForce, blah, 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 blah. Now, Remedy has, quote, optimized rendering for GPUs that don't support mesh shaders, meaning the minimum GPU requirements now include a whole bunch of other stuff.
Awesome.
Does that actually matter to you?
No, that's awesome. I mean, if you go to the Steam like survey, a lot of people are still using the 10 series of GeForce cards.
Okay.
So like, this is a huge deal. This means that a lot of people can play Alan Wake 2 at a playable frame right now. And fuck yeah, play that game. Please, if you have the ability, play that game.
Indeed. And good on Remedy for continuing to work on this and doing all that stuff. Number six on the Roper Report. It's been a big day of news.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of the big news.
Oh.
If I wanted something small, say the smallest news I need to know about, where would I go?
You'd go to our last story, the Wii News Channel, where we cover all the small news items you need to know about.
Number six, the Wii News. Do you know that this is my first time being on the show since we added this?
Really?
Yeah, it's been a hectic Greg Miller
schedule. It's so funny. Andy killed it. Andy's so funny.
He does,
dude.
You know what I mean?
So good.
Wii News for you. There's a female protagonist sale at GOG. Developer Yummy Games has officially announced Project Tower, a new third-person bullet hell shooter powered by Unreal Engine 5. It's in development for PC and PS5. IGN has the first trailer and details for you. Turbo Golf Racing tees off April 4th on PS5. You can get the Giant Swing in the Ring DLC today for AEW Fight Forever. Claudio enters the Fight Forever ring and delivers pain in style by bringing 30 new skin options to the creation suite. And then our final Wii News, Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut comes to PC May 16th.
Everybody. Woo!
So if you said, I hate playing this game the way God intended, now you can go play it.
I'm going to play 25 FPS on my Steam Deck. The way God intended.
The way God intended, ladies and gentlemen. And NBs. I didn't have your wrong open. Keep the music going. I like it. Damn it.
Fuck.
It's okay. It's on
I'm
me.
I'm sorry. You said it.
I know.
Right. I can turn
I know.
It back on.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Good. The moment's good. Over.
I'm going to be honest. You didn't deserve it.
Damn. He's right. Kevin, you're farsh. Or you're harsh, but fair. Farsh. From now on, when I'm in a rush.
See what I mean?
When I want to say harsh harsh but fair, I'll say farsh.
Farsh. You know I like I mean? That. I like that.
Now you said, but Greg, shirt. Why would you put the F in front? You know, shut up.
Roger, this is matter. What I'm talking about. You know what I mean? This he gives us subpar, and we have to just pretend it's good.
When were we talking about this?
2 seconds ago.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
My
yeah,
brain
yeah.
wasn't.
Well,
was
I was
all
saying he doesn't deserve it.
Remember? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
This is like when he said mom and grops, and now that's what we say.
I love that.
Farsh.
Farsh.
Ladies and gentlemen, farsh. Joey, make a shirt!
Has that ever happened?
No. Well, yeah, once it did, and then the shirt was so unsuccessful, we never did it. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily, each and every weekday on a bunch of live platforms like Twitch, YouTube, and podcast services. We run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, we like you. We'd love it if you were part of the show, of course, by giving us your super chats. I can check in right now because I closed that tab and all the anarchy that broke off and saw what was happening. Super chats did come in. Oh, no, that's nice. Rotating Cast gave us a super chat and said, we'll be your ad revenue, big dog.
Aww.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we ever sound the klaxon and we're like, yo, we're going to fucking need it. But we do everything. Everything's fine. Don't worry. Business will maintain as usual. And that Mad Rocks said, don't know if you got asked yet, Greg, but did you watch Sting's retirement match? I watched social media clips like I watch a lot of wrestling. I am not an AEW fan. Like, I don't hate it or anything. But I, you know. With my life, I wasn't ready to buy a pay-per-view or a PLE to just to watch that one match. And again, I'm not a Sting guy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? This clip I shared of Sting is me being like, yo, I never liked you because you were in WCW, so I never watched you. So it's like, I respect the career. Yeah. He was a great guest on Up at Noon and a great guy to hang out with at IGN.
That's nice.
Like, I respect him as a person, for sure. Yeah. But no, I just watched the clips and all that stuff. And don't jump off of ladders through plate glass
windows. Don't do that. Okay.
Remember, Kinda Funny membership gets you the show ad-free. It gets you all the shows ad-free. You can watch us record podcasts live as we record them, like WrestleMania Ranked this afternoon. And of course, you can get my daily video series, Gregway. No bucks, no big deal. Subscribe, like, share, wherever you get your podcasts, and YouTube videos and Twitch videos and stuff like that. And of course, know that until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.